You're listening to WSIU, your NPR station. Higher education was not specifically mentioned in Governor Bruce Rauner's budget address earlier this month, but those who are in higher education say that they're gearing up for what could be another fight for the coming fiscal year. We're talking today with SIU President Randy Dunn. Good morning, Dr. Dunn.
Hi, Jennifer.
We hear a lot about higher education funding, and we have, because there has been no funding in this fiscal year. But I wonder, in Governor Rauner's next fiscal year proposal, I'm hearing somewhere around a 16% reduction is being proposed.
Well, that is technically correct. But let me pick up on something you opened with in setting up the interview today. We did not hear the words higher education mentioned in Governor Rauner's budget speech. I went to Springfield to sit in the gallery and listen to the speech and be there for the aftermath. And I will share with you that I was disappointed that we didn't hear the use of that term. In fact, as the governor was talking about a number of things that the improved fiscal condition of the state could address, he listed off things such as elementary and secondary education, early childhood, social services. But where there was an opportunity to at least acknowledge what we've been dealing with in higher education, we didn't hear that, nor even a mention at that time of the difficulty with the MAP grant. So while I went with many questions, I don't know that the speech itself answered those. Obviously, after that, and this is the beginning of a long process, as you well know, after the speech, of course, we finally saw the budget numbers themselves, and I can't say that I was comforted by what we found out there. While the speech itself didn't address the current fiscal year we're in, FY16, the governor did indicate in the budget book that what he was staying with was his proposal to cut higher education 31.5% for the present fiscal year. There was no change there. Now, let's talk about that just a second. Again, while that was the budget he proposed a year ago for the fiscal year we're in, that budget did not move forward. The legislature passed a budget. He vetoed it. It was not overridden. So at this point, there is no appropriation for FY16. Many of us are concerned that we're not going to see any money for FY16. So even though the governor acknowledged that if there is anything, it would be a one-third cut to state support, a growing number of individuals are concerned that this could be a lost year. There's so little time left in the fiscal year that if a plan was agreed upon for some new revenue, there's not enough time to collect that new revenue to be able to pay us for the operations that we have fronted, that we have forwarded up to this point.
And to be clear, that new revenue, when you say things like that would be a tax increase.
Yeah, it would be some sort of tax increase or an expansion of the tax base, if you will, to help provide more revenue for the state. So again, had we had a budget, or if something does happen that we see a budget enacted yet covering this year, even though it may not have a lot of money attached to it, we would get that one-third cut. Now, what the governor then proposed for FY17, the next year that will start July 1, is a 20% cut from our old base that was $200 million. Before the governor took office, if you think about fiscal year 15 as kind of the base for higher ed for SIU prior to the Rauner administration, if you go back and compare to that FY15 base, instead of a 30% cut or almost a one-third percent cut that we would have had this year for FY17 off of that FY15 base, it would only be a 20% cut. However, what the governor has indicated is that because they're going to put more money into performance funding, if you add that back in, instead of a 20% cut, it becomes only a 16% cut. However, there is a small, shall we say, poison pill that was buried in another page of the budget book that would shift pension costs for highly compensated employees, anyone paid above $180,000 a year for any of the state university, there's a shift in pension costs that appears at a different spot in the budget book that would then be charged to us instead of paid by the state, which again would add to the money that we don't have available for operations. Now, at this point, your listeners are holding their heads saying, stop, enough already. The bottom line of this is, in the governor's proposed budget for the year we're in, FY16, that we actually haven't seen a penny on yet, and FY17, it would cost the SIU system over those 2 years $100 million. $100 million. We cannot accede to that budget. We cannot say it is okay to take from SIU $100 million over 2 years' time and expect our university system to look anything like what it does today. Now, as I've been stating last week in interviews all over Springfield, we understand that all of the universities are going to have to play their role in helping achieve a fiscal solution for our great state of Illinois. We have to find efficiencies. We have to lower administrative costs. We have to tighten up our operations. We all understand that and are willing to do it. We stand ready to do it and are, as Jennifer, you well know. But we are still state universities. Part of the revenue stream, part of the funding covenant for us, is a contribution of state resources. And to have $100 million pulled out of that funding stream over 2 years' time is not something that is viable for our institutions or that at SIU we can sustain. So I think what you're going to see as we move forward from here, instead of the president sitting on the sideline as they have for some degree this year, you're going to see us probably start to move forward with our own bill framework that says, here's what we feel we can live with in terms of a cut to state support, the reforms that we're willing to take on and do, and we have them that as a group of universities in the state of Illinois, we're ready to tackle and already are. And we're going to have to find our own way with our own bill to navigate through this, because what's out there as a proposal now is not what we can allow to happen to SIU.
I know that you'll be meeting with chancellors from both SIU campuses as well as the School of Medicine.
Yes.
You're also meeting with those other higher education leaders. Will those talks produce a bill that's going to cover those 2 years, this fiscal year and next?
The bill framework, let's say, that I think you're going to see advanced is going to have to come from the collective of the university presidents. We're all going to have to figure out what we have as the common needs that we're all willing to sign our name to, and then start working that bill as we go forward through this spring session of the legislature. The meeting that you reference, And of course, the presidents across the state of Illinois, all nine of us are staying in pretty close contact as we go through this, obviously. The meeting you're referencing is something that's taking place where we're pulling together all of the budget and finance staff for SIU, all of the three main campus staffers in this area, kind of going into a war room to figure out what the doomsday budget looks like if we either end up living with this or, God forbid, we go through another year with no appropriation. We've been able to keep everything held together, even though, yes, cuts have been made. We've had to pull back on programs and that type of thing. We can't do another year like we did for FY16. So we're going to have to go in and figure out how do we keep operations going so that the doors stay open for us if we see this impasse or this stalemate continuing into the future.
Of course, we have to say that, as you said earlier, this is a jumping off
yes.
point. This budget
Absolutely.
Is not set in stone.
Absolutely.
I do want to ask you the question that I hear from so many people and that's on the minds of so many. If there is no appropriation from the state for this year, will there be another cut at SIU before July 1st?
I don't know that we're ready to say before July 1st, because the idea is to make sure, had been, to make sure that we did everything we needed to do to allow us to operate. Again, I keep talking about holding the center together, the core operations of the university, to hold that center together and keep doing what we're doing in terms of academic programs, student services, essential support to our region, to maintain that through June 30. And we're still okay to do that. What you may start to see in the spring is the announcement of changes that would be effective for FY17 starting July 1. We can't wait till midnight on June 30 to start flipping switches for a bunch of changes that take place starting with the FY17 new year. So what is likely to happen, I think, as we work through the spring, we're going to have to start announcing to the campus community. We're going to have to start saying to the region, these are the things that are on the chopping block that we are not going to be able to continue if this budget is not resolved. And that's what I anticipate that our campuses, our friends, alums, the entire region is going to start seeing from us as we get into spring, maybe even as soon as our appropriations meetings in March when we go before legislative committees to testify. We're going to have to outline what happens to SIU if this isn't dealt with and that we see a good portion of that state money eventually come back. We've got to start listing the things out, and that's what the discussion will be, I sense, Jennifer, through the spring.
I know that things are difficult. It's hard for you to look into that crystal ball, but I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.